Edward Gibbon, the author of that great work, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, asked a rhetorical question, and it was this: how is it that this small sect coming out of the Jewish religion, who were called Christians, how did this tiny group of people conquer the Roman Empire? And he gave five reasons why. And the first one was their intolerance. That did not mean they didn't allow other people to have their opinion. It meant their intolerance with themselves. They would not tolerate within the church or within themselves sexual immorality. They kept a high standard of ethics and would not tolerate themselves or others in the church falling from this ethical standard. They were intolerant as to what they believed. They preserved the pure gospel that they got from the apostles and from the scriptures, and they held fast to them, and they would not tolerate deviations from that. And they stayed true to their doctrine, and they stayed true to their God in their conduct. And they walked the walk that they professed, and it was obvious to all around them. It made them very attractive in a very sinful and dark world. Just because we call a church does not mean that it is doing the things that Jesus wants them to do, or that they have the faith that Jesus wants them to have, that they are living as repentant people. We may have lively worship. We may have very good music. We may have a great preacher. But it comes down to this: do we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself, and are we keeping ourselves pure from this world, holding fast to that doctrine which is handed down to us in the Scripture? Listen to what Jesus says to the pastor of the church in Sardis as he was dictating these letters to the churches in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 1. "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you're dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are about to die, for I have not found your works complete before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If, therefore, you will not wake up, I will come on you as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that your Spirit would quicken me, that I might stay alive, that I might love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and my neighbor as myself, that I may hold fast to the faith, that I may hold myself pure and spotless from this world. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me grace as I attempt to do this. Help me where I falter. I want to be robed in white and walk with you. And your grace is the only way that I'm going to make it. Your grace that saves me, forgives me, and your grace that teaches me, sustains me, and molds me into that person that you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.